Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishmaron Siman Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph Din Tikunei Tefillin V'Din Haritzuas. The halachas of fixing the tefillin and the ritzuas. I'm going to first read the words of the Mechabi here in Sif Aleph, then at least part of it. Then we're going to come back and we're going to go to the Sefer Pe'er Halacha from Rav David Hirsch Shlita, who actually, for those in Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. A real tzaddik of a year in the Talmud Chacham, who has this beautiful Sefer Pe'er Halacha, page 112 in the Dershu edition, and the Mechaber tells us as follows: Im niskalkel or shel shnei batim mi batei haroish ze eitzel ze. If the leather of two of the batim of the tefillin shel Roish got ruined. Now you'll ask me, two batim of tefillin shel Roish, what does that mean? So the shel Roish, each of the compartment is called a bias. Each of the four compartments are called a bias. So that's what he means here in the Mechaber when he says, based on the Gemara, Menachas Daf Lamed Hei, which we're going to get to shortly. And just before we even continue with that, there is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, which we saw in the previous year. And then there are different opinions, first of all, in Rashi and the Rishonim as to what the Gemara means. So that's where the little of the, I'll say, confusion comes from. So if you have a tear in two of the batim opposite each other, ze itzel ze, and the question is, what does it mean opposite each other? Im atfilin yishonim, if it's old tefillin, psulim, it's possible. Vim heim chadashim, if it's new tefillin, it's kosher. Kol zman she'or moishav habatim kaim, just as long as the or moishav habatim, the place where it is resting on, is intact, meaning the titura. The Rama says, gam habatim tzrichin liyois kayamim el shenikru ktsas. So he says, the Rama says, the batim also have to be kayamim, that to be in good condition. Elo shenikru ktsas, it ripped a little. V'yeshem lehepich, some say the other ones, that by yishanim ksheirim chadashim sum. If it's yishanim, it's old, it's kosher. If it's new, it's possible. V'nir the yesh la'achmer l'sol b'shneim. Therefore, we have machlaikis, which way to understand this. So we're going to be machmer, and whether it's old, whether it's new, whether it's possible across the board, if there's a tear in the bias. Now, how do you define what's old? How do you define what's new? That's the next piece of the Mechaber, based on the Gemara. You see the beauty what we did, for those joining us now, the share on the recording as well as in person. We just gave it in the previous share. We actually went through the Gemara in Menachos. And we read the Gemara, we read Rashi, we saw a little of the Rishonim outside as an introduction to understand this halacha. What I want to do now is turn to the introduction to the Shir by looking at the Gemara Menachos with the Sefer Pe'er Halacha. If we can put that on the screen, please, if it's possible. And for those listening to the recording on the WhatsApp, I will be neder send out this picture with Rishus from Rav David Hirsch, the author of the Sefer. And I, once again, I do encourage everyone to acquire the Sefer, especially when you get the Siman Lamed Vav, the Oisiois, how to make the letters. It's not a hard Siman, but they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I don't know, in this generation, I think the picture and the videos are worth 10,000 words. So, very beneficial. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, and if you can't see me on the screen, you have it right in front of you as well. Okay? Or you could also open the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Hei. It's around 12 lines from the bottom. Tefillin calls man shepnei tavlon kayemis ksheiris. The tefillin, just as long as the tavlon means the table, as we learned, is intact, the tefillin are kosher. Rav Chisda amai nifzaku shtayim ksheiris. If two of the batim tore, it's ksheiris, still kosher. Shalosh psulis. However, if three of the batim, now once again, take your four fingers in front of you, each one is considered to be a bias. And together, those four are what comprised of, make now the Tefillin Shel Rosh. By the Tefillin Shel Yad, we'll see shortly, Tefillin Shel Yad has only one bias. Therefore, if there's even one tear in the bias of the Tefillin Shel Yad, pasul. Here, by the Tefillin Shel Rosh, we have more of a leniency. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava. This is what we said, if there are two tears, two rips in the batim, it's still kosher. It's only if the tear, the rip, is not opposite each other. Now, if I ask you, what does opposite each other mean? Well, that's going to be a whole discussion. Does it mean when, let's say, take your fingers right in front of you, your index finger and your middle finger? I would say, zeh shaloi keneged zeh means it's not right near each other. If my index finger is not right, the tear of the one finger is right near, next to the next one. Or does it mean that in actual, say, because in each bias, there are two walls, right? Okay, just like over here. There's one wall. Close the pencil first before you use it a pointer. There's one wall, and there's another wall. So it doesn't mean zeh shaloi keneged zeh, means that in the one bias, it's not opposite each other. So you hear the different possibilities? Okay. You can't see from the outside. There's no question. The only way this is able to be seen is if you take an MRI. No, I'm sorry. And the only way you can see it is if you open it up when you're doing an inspection, because you check the tefillin and you happen to notice this. Yeah. And we discussed in the previous year and also during the break, we said perhaps this can happen. Rav Nachman gave an example where the hide of the animal, was defected because, let's say, a bug got onto it and an egg of the bug, and then the larva came out and chewed away, and somehow it ruined the actual skin of what they made the tefillin. But you don't notice this when you make it. When you make the tefillin, you don't notice this. Yep. And then after some time, you check your tefillin, and then you see these holes there.
You wonder why you're not.
So back in the Gemara, Menachas Daf Lamed Hey, on the bottom, Lamed Hey Men Aleph on the bottom. So we said, if you Loyamaran, Rava says Loyamaran Elo Zeh Shaloi Keneged Zeh, I will Zeh Keneged Zeh. But if the two tiers are opposite each other, Psulois. Only if it's a new tefillin. But if it's an old pair, even if it's opposite each other, it's not a problem. Now, we're going to see Pshat and Rashi, and then we're going to see the Muki Yosef. I can't hold the safer up too much. It's just. I would ask if you could hold the questions after we learn the Mishnah Brura, because many of the questions are going to be hopefully answered and clarified after that point in time. And if they're not, ask away. So Rashi says, Lishna Kama, which means the first understanding of the Gemara, the way Rashi is interpreting the Gemara, explaining the Gemara. What does it mean, Zeh, Shloi Keneged Zeh, that it's not, the two tears are not opposite each other. Kegoin Shenifsok Bayis Rishoin or Bayis Gimel. Okay? That's this case over here. If you can't see it from where you are, I can pass it around. Where the first bias has a tear, skip pass over. You see that the second bias does not have a tear, and the bias gimel does have a tear. Okay? That's what it means when we say shnisek bias rishon or bias gimel. Ve'echot sholim b'neim. And there's one intact, totally complete bias in between. Continues Rashi. Zeh kineged zeh. What does it mean that the tear, the rip, is opposite each other? Shnei batim asmuchis. Two batim right near each other. Okay. What that means is, you have, like in this picture, you have bias number two and bias number three. Right near each other. Even though there's a wall of bias number two and bias number three, that's, we'll call it separating, but this is called zeh, shnei batim hasmuches, two batim that are right near each other. Because there's no bias in between of a separation, that's totally intact. Now, that's the first pshat in Rashi. Next pshat in Rashi. Lishna basa. What does it mean, zeh kineged zeh? Hold different pshat now. B'soich aver chritz echod. So let's look over here. You see this split, there's a space in between. There's a space in between one bias to the next. There's a space, right? It's an airspace. It's very small. Okay. Now, he says, let me get my place here. He said, and appreciate those listening to the audio and understand it might be difficult. That's why I'm going to send you the picture here. Bli neder. So he says, Ze keneged ze besoich aver chritz echod nifsok doifin by ze. So there's over in this picture, there's a tear in the bias, and right next to it in the bias as well, there's another tear. The doifin bias ze keneged ze shloi keneged ze. What does it mean? Ze shloi keneged ze. It's not opposite. So that's tes. Shenifsuk ze ba'avre echod. So in the first case I showed you, the first tier was higher, the second tier was lower. In the second picture, they're mamish side by side. How do you call this? Side by side. Is that good? Okay. She'ein kara roya es chaveroy shehabayis masik b'neyan.
In the second picture, they're in two adjacent bias, but they're not facing each other. I mean, you can't go from one crack to the other, right, in the second picture.
Is this the second picture?
What? Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's a wall. There's
He's saying because the letter chof, that wall is separating?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Whereas that's correct. In the first one, in the third picture, you could go directly from one crack to the other by going down the airspace.
Yeah, you could do that. That's right. Okay, now the Numki Yosef, which I'm not going to read the words of it right now. If you just look at the picture over here, he's learning the case where the airspace is, when you have three in a row, is the same level. Uh-huh. You see that? The same level. He learns that's possible. And even when there's a shalem complete in between it, in other words, there's a hole in the first one, in the second bias is complete, and there's a hole in the third one, but it's the same height. Says the Muki Yosef, that's also possible. Now the third case, the Muki Yosef says ze shloi kineged ze, because
there's no hole, there's no complete bias.
Well, he says that case is kosher. Zesh.
Why? Kosher?
Yeah, he says the last case is kosher.
Yeah. Even though there's no complete bias between them.
Even though there's no complete bias between them, but I don't think they're the same height. You see that?
Right.
They're not the same height. That's what he's really bothered by. Okay. With all of that introduction, I know we just spent around 13 minutes with introduction. I think it's worth it. Okay, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch now with the Mishnah Berurah. The Chavar tells us once again as follows: in the Skalkel or Shal Shnei Batim. Now we're going to do piece at a time with the Mishnah Berurah right now. In the Skalkel Perush Shenisak V'Nasak Kra. There was a tear in the bias. Mi Bati Harosh from the Tefillin Shel Rosh Sifkat and Beis. We're in the Mishnah Berurah now. Aval Im Nasak Kra B'Habayis Shel Yad. But if there's a tear that happened in the tefillin shel yad, in the bias of the yad, it's possible kol yamim b'chol inyan. Totally possible. Here, you have a tear in the tefillin shel yad, in the bias of shel yad. How many tears? One. It's one bias. One tear will invalidate it. Says further in the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, "Avim nasekra be'abayis shel yad possible kuli alma b'chol inyan af shatitur kayems." Even though the base, the titur, the tablo, is intact. V'loy dami l'shal roish d'nishtayer boy oid al kolpanim eze batim shleim. And it's not similar. The shal yad is not similar to the shal roish, because by the shal roish you have other batim, other compartments that are still intact. See, now we're able to understand this, I think, much faster, much clearer, because we saw first spent some time in the Gemara. Sifkotin Gimel, by the way, that's the way to learn. Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Shulchan Aruch is a summary of the Gemara. Let me just, for a second here, now there's not the time for do it, I'll say it anyway though. The Shulchan Aruch is a summary of the Gemara. I think I read it or I heard it in the Hakdamah to the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Cairo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, summarized the Beis Yosef in 6 months' time. Summary of the Beis Yosef that I think took around 25 years to compile. So the Shulchan Aruch is a summary of what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef is a summary of the Sugyas of Shas. So that's why, you know, it was Shas with Rishonim, right? So that's what you have here. Back inside, Sifkot and Gimel. If the tear is Zeh, Eitzel, Zeh. Rotzulayim, the habatim, heim smuchim, zela zeh. That the batim are right near each other. Afilum ein hakroim smuchim. Even if the tear are not right near each other, but the batim are right near each other. Kegoin shekrai echad babayis hasheni. For example, one of the rips, the tear, is in the second bayis, bedofnei hayimini, on the right side of the wall. Vikrai hasheni b'habayis shlishi, and the tear of the second one is on the bayis, the third bayis. Loishna bedofnei hayimini, doesn't matter if it's on the right side of the wall, because each bayis has two walls. One on the right, one on the left. Oyasmoli. And even one tear is on the top, higher up, and one's on the bottom. This is how we understood from Rashi. It's possible. Sifkot and Dalit. The Mechaber says, Imat tefillin yishonim psulim. If the tefillin are old, it's possible. What's the first part of Yishanim? The Kvanis Kalkulu Machmas Yoshnan. They became possible and validated because of their old status. The Yeshom says the total opposite. The Bechadoshim, by the new ones, Igloi Milso, it's became clearly defined. The R Mekukal who came into Bizman Muat Nikru, that you have a defective R. Let's give an example for the year 2022. You buy something. You buy a car, you buy a watch, you buy anything you buy, from the most expensive to the, and it doesn't work. Right away it doesn't work. So what do you see? There's a defective piece over here. So you go back and get a new one. You return it. If by the new tefillin, right away, you see it's defective, there's a hole here. You see that the cloth themselves, there's something intrinsically wrong with it. That's the reason why we say by a chadoshim it's possible. And even in a situation where we don't have these reasons, so until now, we were saying, how did this, the tear, the rip happen? We said it was maybe a bug got into it, maybe it was an inferior hide of the skin, which is maybe one and the same. He says now, even if it got cut by a knife, halacha is loy plug, the halacha doesn't change. In regards to the invalidating or the kashrus of the tefillin with one tear or two or three even.
By the way, I understand that when airplanes crash and they have.
So he says here. He says here. Do leishaychi elo timeim kegoin shenasa kral yedei sakim kezor yesh lahachmir still. The halacha still applies with machmir. Mikomakim seeded the sefer pischi tshuva the dibuk mahani im anu yoidin sheina or mekulkal. The pischi tshuva says that in the case where we know that, let's say, happened through a knife that was cut, so it's not intrinsically a problem with the skin, the leather. So you can fill up the piece over there. You could glue it up, fix it up over there. Like you put, like nowadays, Havdil, you put putty, plaster on the wall when you got a hole there. Even for those who want to make the tefillin from one piece of skin. Now, the Mechaber says, Im heim chadoshim ksherim. The first opinion says it's ksherim. Vafilu akra, sifkot nei, vafilu akra b'shnei habatim shnei defont after sehim. Even if the tear was in two batim, in two walls. Says the Ramah, v'yeshrem lehepich, I'm skipping a few words of the Ramah, we saw that. Some say the opposite. Why? That by yishonim, by old tefillin, is ksherim. But by chadashim, is psulim. Therefore, I'm sorry, we had still a piece of Mechaber, I apologize. Mechaber says, kol zman sh'or moishav abatim kayim, just as long, it's ksherim, just as long as the base, the titura is kayim. Hayinu ha-titura. Avol b'beis yosef perish the boy shiyu shleimin mikol tzadin. It has to be complete on all sides, says the beis yosef. The le mechshirinon elo mashen nikra mi bifnim bein bayis l'bayis. We only permit to be kosher only if it rips in the inside of the bayis. V'zeu gam kein das ramah she'etiklo halacha. That's also the opinion of the ramah. Because of the gam abatim tzrichim liyos kayamim elo shnikru k'tzas. The batim need to be complete, and it just got a little tear. Perish nikru bein bayis labayis, in between one bayis to the next bayis. Avat dodin tzrichin leyoyis shleim, but the sides had to be complete. Vafilu krab bayis echod im nasim bachutz levad, and even if it ripped on one bayis, im nasim bachutz, if it happened on the outside, so which is visible, and not like you're checking, it's visible. You asked that before. How do you see it? It happened at bachutz. Gam kein yesh lachmir. Also, there's reason to be machmir and say it's possible unless you can fix it. Now, Sifkat Zayin, the Ramah says to be machmir by Chadashim and Yishonim, because we don't know exactly how to define Chadashim and Yishonim. Alkein Yishlifso Mashi Regilu Nasoifim Shkisha Oysen Adal Abatim Noisen Oysen Bidfus V'choitchim Na'ar Bein Bayis LaBayis Kedei Shelo Yiyei Nichvatz Uboi Letes. Therefore, we should passel if a situation where the Soifim, they take the Dalar Batim, and they put them in a mold, and then they cut it, they separated the leather to make it four separate compartments.
After they mold it,
which is not the way you're supposed to do it. It sounds absurd, right? That's what he says, don't do this. And they cut the place of the line in order to make it look like it is a situation. In order to make it look like it's a situation of like four separate compartments. Okay, so the Mechaber picks up and says like this: Ve'eloheim chadashim. Ve'eloheim chadashim. How do you define a new bias? Kolzman says Mechaber shim hayu moishchem noisem b'ritzuas, like we saw in the Gemara. If you'd pull them with ritzuas. If you pull the bias by the straps, now don't ever
do that.
Try this at home or in the shul. Okay, ever. Okay. If you pull them with the tzuas. Kol zman she'im hayu moishchem noisem b'ritzuas. Habayis mispashit v'niftach nikra chodesh. The bias opens up. That's called chodesh. Okay, that's a way to define what's called chodesh. Now, why do you want to know if it's a chodesh or not chodesh? So because according to the Mechaber, if it's a chodosh, it's kosher. Now the Ramah said, there's a machlokes, how do you understand chodosh yashon, so across the board. You have to be holding your mistama on one side and you're pulling it, yeah, like I said. Yeah, it's this. Don't, you don't want to do
call
this.
Call for trouble.
Call for trouble, exactly right. So, says the Mishra Sifka Neches, Abai is mispashit, if the batim will now open up, the spread open. Zehu lo'oysen sho'oysen ha-ma'avarta mi'or sho'osu mi'menu ha-batim. Those for those who make the ma'avarta with the same skin that they made the batim with. Avol lididon she'ma'avarta or mifnei atzmoi, but according to us that the ma'avarta of the or is mifnei atzmoi, ain't shayich lemerkein. So then it's not possible to be opening it up. It doesn't work like that. Back in the Mechaber on top of the page. If it doesn't open up, it's called Yashon. If two batim got ruined, not opposite each other. Now repeat that. The first bias and then the third bias. Even if they're old. says the Mishra Sif Kotin Tess, Rishon Yishlishi, Ratzaloymar, the Bezeh, in other words, the first bias got ruined, the second bias is intact, and then the third bias got ruined. The Bezeh Mikri Zeh Shulei Kinegazeh. That's what's called, they're not opposite each other. Rafilu Im Nase Hakra Ba Bias Yishlishi, Bishnei Daf Nois Kosher. And even if the bias, Afilu Im Nase Hakra, the tear, the rip, happened by Bias Yishlishi, and the third bias, Bishnei Daf Noisov, in both walls, the right and left wall of the third bias, is still kosher. Kamen Shiyesh Bias Sholim Masik Benehen. Since you have a bias sholim, a complete bias, bias number two, is separate between bias number one and bias number three. I will im nasa akraba bias, the bias sheni ushlishi. But if you have a tear, bias sheni ushlishi, in the second and third bias, after kra echod be bias echod mi minoi, the kra sheni be bias hasheni mismoiloi. Even though the tear in one bias was on the right side, and the tear in the bias in the second bias was on the left side. Avah pichein mikri zekineged zed. That's called opposite each other. Kevin the shnei batim heim smuchim lahadadi. Since the both batim are right near each other, like we said in sif cotton base. Just to finish the sif over here, in the skaklu shnayim zeh shloi kineged zeh rishoyin ushlishi ksheirim mafil mishanim v'niskaklu v'shloi shabatim v'chol inyan psulim. If three batim are ruined, that's it. It's possible. Afilu b'chol bayis rak doifin echot. Even if in each bayis only one wall of the bayis, it's still possible. B'chol inyan, Bala Rabbi is coming to conclude, afilu chadoshim, even if it's new, dechshanu le'el b'shnayim, that we said earlier, by two, it's going to be kosher. Afilu b'zeh etzel zeh, even if it's right near each other, mikol mokim b'shloisha possible. When you have three tears in your bias, three out of four, like you say, three strikes, you're out. Rabbi, if there are any questions for those listening on the recordings online, please reach out to me with any questions, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you privately as well.